A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Small man to the sacred family in village of iron. This good standing we have brings peace with the great spirit. This peace comes from trusting in creator sets free, that is Jesus, the chosen one and what he has done for us. Our trust in him opens the way into creator's great kindness and is now the solid ground on which we stand. Now our boasting is in him as we look forward to being the kind of people the great spirit created us to be, a people filled with his beauty and shining greatness. But we must also find joy in our sufferings on his behalf, for we know that when the trail gets rough, we must walk with firm steps to reach the end. As we walk firmly in his footsteps, we gain the strength of spirit that we need to stay true to the path. This gives us the hope we need to reach the end of the trail with honor. All of this is because of Creator's great love that has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who is his gift to us from above. When the time was right, while we were still weak human beings, following our bad hearts and broken ways, the Chosen One died for us. It is not easy to find someone who is willing to die for a good person, even though we might find someone with the courage to die for a very good person. But here is the way the Maker of life proves how deep his love is for us, even when we were still following our bad hearts and broken ways. The Chosen One gave his life for us. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Gift from Creator tells the good story. Creator sets free, that is Jesus, continued to walk about and visit the villages. He taught in their gathering houses, helped people to understand about Creator's good road, and healed people from every kind of sickness and disease. When he saw the great number of people needing help, he was moved in his spirit with great compassion for them. He knew they were pushed down with no one to help and scattered about like sheep without a shepherd to watch over them. So he said to the ones who walked the road with him, "There is a great harvest in front of us, but only a few to gather it in. Pray to the great spirit chief of the harvest, so he will send out more helpers into the fields." Creator sets free, that is Jesus, then gathered his 12 message bearers together to prepare them for this great harvest. He gave them authority over evil and unclean spirits to force them out of people and to heal all kinds of sickness and disease. Here are the names of the 12 that he chose to be his special message bearers. First, there was one who hears, or Simon, who was also called Stands on the Rock, or Peter, and his brother Stands with Courage, that is Andrew. Then he chose He Takes Over, or James, and his brother He Shows Goodwill, or John, who are the sons of Gift of Creator, or Zebedee. He also chose Friend of Horses, that is Philip, and Son of Ground Digger, that is Bartholomew, and Looks Like His Brother, that is Thomas the Twin, along with Gift from Creator, that is Matthew, the tribal tax collector. Then he chose He Takes Charge, or James, the son of First to Change, or Alphaeus, along with Strong of Heart, that is Thaddeus, and One Who Listens, that is Simon, the Firebrand, or Zealot, and the last of all Speaks Well of, that is Judas, also known as Village Man or Iscariot, who later betrayed him. Before Creator sets free, Jesus sent out his 12 message bearers to represent him. He gave them these instructions. It is not the time to go to the outside nations or to the villages of the people of High Place or Samaria. Instead, go to your own people. The lost sheep of the tribes of wrestles with Creator, that is Israel. This is what I want you to say to them. Creator's good road from above is close. Reach out and take hold of it. Heal all who are sick. Cleanse the ones with skin diseases. Raise the dead and force evil spirits out of people. Give away the things I have given to you and ask no price for your service. The good story of Chosen One, the Gospel of Christ.
Creator, you made all people of every land. In the spirit of recognition and respect, we honor the traditional Treaty 7 territory of the Blackfoot Confederacy, including the Siksika, the Kini, and Piikani nations, the Stony Nakota, including the Chiniki, Bearspaw, and Wesley nations, and the Tsuut'ina Nation. We acknowledge the Métis Nation of Alberta, Region 3. Open us to learning from the way our First Nation brothers and sisters express their faith in you. Amen. Please be seated. For my sermon, I have chosen not to speak to the texts themselves, Paul's explanation of the gospel to the Romans, and then Jesus' instruction, sending his disciples out to proclaim the gospel and heal the sick. Instead, I will read for you the prologue of the First Nations New Testament, which sets the scene for the coming of Jesus that we read about in the New Testament. This prologue is a summary of God's dealing with humanity from creation to the opening of the New Testament. I think it fits well with our use of the narrative lectionary over the last many months. I would encourage you to listen for the way this version explains the purposes of God and how our familiar phrases are turned into something fresh and different when expressed in the way of another culture. Long ago, in the time before all days, before the beginning of all things, the Great Spirit created the spirit world above and the earth below. At that time, our Mother Earth was an empty wasteland with no form or beauty, and great darkness was over the face of the ancient deep waters. The breath of the Great Spirit moved over the face of the waters like an eagle brooding over her nest. Creator sounded his voice, "Let light be," and light was. The Great Spirit could see that light was good, so he separated the light from the darkness. Creator gifted the light with the name day, and to the darkness he gave the name night. Then night faded, and morning came, the first day. In 6 days, the Great Spirit made all things, seen and unseen. He made the spirit world above and the earth below. He created spirits to be his messengers and helpers. He also made the sun, moon, and stars, and all plants and animals. He made the great waters and all who swim in them, the winged ones who fly in the sky, the four-legged ones who walk on the ground, every creeping thing that crawls, all were shaped and molded by his hands. On the sixth day, Creator made the first man and woman and placed them in the garden of beauty and harmony to be caretakers of the earth. On the seventh day, the Great Spirit rested from his work of creation, not because he was tired, but because he was finished. The Great Spirit blessed the seventh day and made it a holy day. So humankind was created to enter into his day of rest and remain in harmony with Creator and care for all of creation. But the evil snake, sometimes called accuser or Satan, a spirit being who opposes the Great Spirit, twisted the words of Creator. He planted a seed of doubt into the minds of the first humans, so they ate the fruit of the only tree that Creator had told them not to eat from, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. By listening to the evil snake, and disobeying the maker of life. They brought death with all its bloodshed, violence, and destruction to all the generations of humankind that would follow. The life of beauty and harmony was lost, and the circle of life was broken. A powerful curse came upon the ground that affected all living things. Spiritual and physical death came to all. The hearts of human beings became broken, twisted together with good and evil. They could no longer live in harmony on the land and began to follow evil ways and hurt and kill one another. Creator revealed what would come from the curse brought about by the ancient snake. Then he made a promise to all humankind. He promised to one day send another human being born of a woman who would crush the head of the ancient snake and restore human beings and all of creation back to the life of beauty and harmony again. After many generations, Creator found a man he would choose to make a peace treaty with, named Father of Many Nations, or Abraham. Through this man and his descendants, Creator would bring to pass his promise. When Father of Many Nations and his wife were too old to have children, the Great Spirit gave them a son. They named him, "He Made Us Laugh," or Isaac, because they laughed when Creator told them they would have a child. He Made Us Laugh had a son whom he named Heel Grabber, or Jacob, because he grabbed his twin brother's heel when he was being born. The Great Spirit later gave him a new name, Wrestles with Creator, or Israel, because he wrestled with a spirit messenger from Creator. Wrestles with Creator had 12 sons, who became 12 tribes. After 400 years of mistreatment and slavery in the foreign nation of Blackland, or Egypt, the Great Spirit set them free through drawn from the water, that is Moses, who became the great lawgiver. The Great Spirit made a peace treaty with the tribes and gave them their own land of promise, ceremonies to purify them, and feasts to teach them to celebrate his goodness. He also gave them their tribal law, which was carved into tablets of stone, and a sacred tent lodge where they would perform their ceremonies. Creator wanted to be their only chief, but the tribes wanted a human chief so they could be like the nations around them. This grieved Creator, but he gave them what they wanted. Most of these chiefs became arrogant and misrepresented the Great Spirit, but there were a few good ones. One of these chiefs was much loved one, or David. He had a good heart towards Creator and the people, even though he at times also strayed from the path. Creator chose the tribes to be a light to other nations, but they failed to keep his peace treaty, broke his laws, and misrepresented him to others. He sent many prophets to turn the hearts of the tribes back to the right ways of the Great Spirit, but they did not listen, and their hearts became like stone. The tribes went to war with each other and divided into two tribal nations. One nation kept the name Wrestles with Creator, or Israel. The other nation took the name Give Him Honor, or Judah. After warning them many times, the Great Spirit finally removed his protection from them and allowed them to be conquered by the people of the village of confusion, or Babylon. The tribes were taken captive and removed from their homeland. Their sacred lodge was destroyed, and their village of peace, Jerusalem, was left in ruins. Creator's heart was full of sorrow, But he did not forget his ancient promise. So he sent more holy men to tell about his plan. The Great Spirit spoke through the prophet, lifted by Creator, or Jeremiah, saying, "Behold, the time will come when I will make a new peace treaty with the northern tribes of wrestles with Creator and the southern tribes of give him honor. This peace treaty will be different from the one I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and walked them out of black land. They did not honor that peace treaty, so I had to turn away from them. But here is the new peace treaty I will make with them. I will plant my law in their minds and carve them into their hearts. I will be their great spirit, and they will be my people, my sacred family." He also spoke through Creator will help us, that is Isaiah, saying, "Here is the one I have chosen, who does all I ask and makes my heart glad. I have made my stand with him and love him as a father loves a son. My sacred spirit will rest on him and give him a message that will right the wrongs done to all people. He will not make loud arguments on the village pathways, but will speak with humble dignity. He will not break a bruised reed. He will not snuff out a smoldering fire. He will never give up until all wrongs have been made right again. All nations will hear of his reputation and put their trust and hope in him." The prophet Creator will decide, or Daniel, said, "As I lay awake during the night, I was given many sacred visions. In one vision, I looked and saw what appeared to be a true human being. He was riding on the clouds of the world above and was brought into the council house of the Ancient of Days. He stood before the Ancient of Days and was gifted with great authority over all the earth, with honor that outshines the sun, and with power that reaches beyond all the directions. All clans, tribes, nations, and languages will honor and serve this chosen one above all others. His chiefly rule will last beyond the end of all days, for it will be a good road that can never fade away or come to a bad end. After about 70 years of captivity, a small remnant returned to their homeland and rebuilt the sacred lodge. But the elders wept because it was pitiful in comparison to the original sacred lodge built by the great chief Stands in Peace, or Solomon. Many generations passed. Sacred ceremonies and feasts became empty rituals that were used to try to manipulate the Great Spirit to do what the spiritual leaders wanted. The ceremonies and laws were used to control people and make them afraid instead of helping them. Many spiritual leaders became even more corrupt, and they complicated and twisted the true meaning of Creator's words. So the Great Spirit became silent and sent no more holy men to speak his words for 400 years. But he did not forget his ancient promises. Through the generations that followed, many powerful nations ruled over the tribes. The most recent was the people of iron, the Romans. This government took control of the tribes and dominated them for nearly two generations. The people of iron forced their treaties on the tribes, but did allow some freedoms. The tribes could practice their own spiritual ways, build gathering houses called synagogues, and maintain a sacred lodge to perform their ceremonies and make their prayers. This government also allowed them to have their own tribal chiefs. But over many years, those chiefs became corrupt and were controlled more by the ways of the people of iron than by their ancient sacred ways. The people of iron had taken charge of appointing their holy men and their tribal chief. The people were oppressed and feared this powerful government of the village of iron with its many soldiers and weapons of war. They kept praying that the Great Spirit would fulfill the age-old prophecies and send the Chosen One, whom they hoped would be a great warrior chief to destroy the people of iron and set them free. The right time had finally come for Creator to fulfill his ancient prophecies and send his Chosen One. But that Chosen One would not come in the way the tribes expected. So now the stage is set for the coming of the One who will be known as Creator Sets Free. Amen.